USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Illinois say the body of a 5-year-old boy whose parents reported him missing last week was found nearby, wrapped in plastic and buried in a shallow grave.
Once presented with the evidence obtained by investigators, both Joanne and Andrew Sr. provided information that ultimately led to the recovery, what we believe is the recovery, of deceased subject AJ.
The parents have been arrested for many charges, including murder. Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Clergy and community leaders are demanding the firing of two Connecticut police officers who opened fire on a car and seriously wounded a passenger. Reverend Boise Kimber says Hampton officer Devin Eaton and Yale University officer Terrence Pollock must be fired.
We do not need to wait until the state attorney, Patrick Griffin, finishes his investigation. They have violated every protocol of their department.
Eaton's body camera video, released by the state police, shows him starting to shoot the driver, 21-year-old Paul Witherspoon III, after he gets out of the car and raises his arms. The measles outbreak is closing in on 700 cases, the largest number in this country in 25 years. Public health experts say some communities have low vaccination rates because of the spread of bad information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump has vented his frustrations to the CEO of Twitter, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Hours after taking to Twitter to accuse the company of discriminating against him, President Trump met with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey at the White House on Tuesday. The 30-minute closed-door meeting, confirmed by representatives from both the White House and Twitter, reportedly focused on the health of the public conversation on social media and ways to respond to the opioid crisis. On Tuesday morning, Trump had used his personal Twitter account to criticize the tech giant, saying, "They don't treat me well as a Republican." Then after the meeting, tweeting, "Great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform. Looking forward to keeping an open dialogue." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An avowed racist who orchestrated one of the most gruesome hate crimes in recent history was executed in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
"We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, an inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching."
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.